How many times do you bite your tongue so you don't offend somebody else? This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. How many times do you bite your tongue so that you don't say something that's inappropriate to another person? Well, don't ever bite your tongue. Don't ever not say something that is inappropriate. Always say what's in your heart. Always say whatever it is you feel like saying. It doesn't matter if it's going to offend another person. It doesn't matter if it's going to shake their boat. Always say what you're going to say. Now, you listen to this and you say, Herb, that's not very nice. That's not being a good human being. Ingeborg, sit up with your eyes open and watch me. Thank you. Keep your eyes open. Now, I say what I think. Yeah. How can I say whatever I think? How can I say it doesn't matter what another person wants me to say, that I don't have to mollycoddle my words or my thoughts for other people? I don't have to pretend that I like someone that I don't like. I don't have to say nice things to other people to make them feel good. A person just lost their cat, and you say, that's nice. We'll get another one. But I love that cat. So what? Cats come and go. You always have to be prepared for your cat leaving, because your cat may go off on vacation. Your cat may go off with a coyote. You know, your cat may go off with any number of things. Your cat may ascend. Mm-hmm. A cat's going to ascend just as well as anything else, you know. Okay, now, do you think that your cat is going to tell you when it's leaving? Do you think it's going to tell you, hey, we had a good time together, and now I'm taking off? Now, that's not nice for me to say. I should say, oh, yes, your cat loved you so much. Your cat was so sorry that it had to, and it was so mean that your cat had to die that difficult death, and it's so terrible. No. I mean, let's get our nose out of this. Did you love the cat? Did you give the cat every harmony that you could possibly give it? Did you snuggle it whenever you could? Did you say nice things to the cat? Did you feed the cat? Did you do nice things? Did you bring friends in for the cat? Did you have brothers and sisters for her to live with, you know, and have a nice relationship and so on? Sure you did. You did everything you could to make that cat's life a very harmonious thing. And then it decided to go. Okay, now, I should really say, as a human being, oh, I'm so sorry you lost your cat. I know how you feel you lost your cat. Now, how can you go on living without your cat? Because, you know, your cat was such a dear friend. You see? Now, when I pull that sort of stuff, what's happening? I am not living in the now. I am not living now. I am living in the past. I'm living in the future without the cat. Well, who knows? She may go down and buy a cougar. You know? Can you imagine Ingeborg with a cougar? Yeah. You know what a cougar is? It's a Gregor Mueller, the fastest, you know, little lion on the plane. You know? 77 miles an hour. Sustained movement. Amazing. But anyhow, we don't worry about past. We don't worry about future. We just live in the now. Okay? Every time you think of cat, you think of your cat, you think, that's nice. Happy feeling, happy memory, happy vibration. And you just let go. You let go completely. And I, talking to you, don't even say anything further. Aren't you going to hold a funeral service for my cat? Funeral service? Your cat chose to go. It's a funeral service is for you because you chose to stay. You should have left with your cat, you know. But no, you had other plans. You plan to live quite a number of years yet. You don't have a lot of adventures yet. And the cat's ready to go on. How many years we had the cat? 12 years? 13? 13 years. That's pretty good. Okay, so now, say what's on your mind. Now, do I love you?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Do I love you?
Yes.
You?
Yes.
Do I love the cat?
Yes. Yes.
Do I love the dog?
Yes.
Do I love everybody?
Yes.
Do I love everyone unconditionally?
Yes.
Okay, now. So, if I love everything unconditionally, and I mean that 100%, could I ever say anything which was going to hurt another?
No.
It's only going to hurt you if I take away your icon. And your icon may be the love you have for that cat, which is a love. Oh, I love to snuggle him, and I'll get another one. Did he snuggle you back sometimes? Did he want to climb out of your arms and go other places? Yeah. Did he want to get away from you? Well, sometimes. Did he want to come to you? Sometimes. Did he have a mind of his own? All the time. You know, and so when I look at everyone with unconditional love, I speak only with unconditional love. Hey, I could tell you, if I wanted to, what your cat's doing now, what he has chosen to do on his next dimension, and how he's doing it. You say, oh, come on, Herb, you can't do that. Why not? Whatever comes to my mind is what he's doing. And if nothing comes to my mind, I'm not tuned in with him. Because is he dead?
No.
No. He's as much alive wherever he is as he is was when he was with us. Okay? Now, so could I tune in to him?
Yes.
Sure. Do I want to tune in to him? Not really. Because what you're doing on next dimensions and on next adventures, you see, every one of you is such a messed up affair. You live on so many hundreds of thousands of dimensions right now, at this moment. Uh-huh. And if you were to say to me, well, what are you doing on that dimension? Like Sylvia said, what's your brother doing? You know, well, that depends on what dimension he chose to go to. And so I decided what dimension I would go to and be with him. And he was there. But he wasn't only there. He was on a zillion other dimensions that he is on and that you are on. And I could give you that too. I could say, yes, he's with your mom. And he and your mom are doing this thing here. Well, that's just one of the dimensions, more of a parallel universe type of dimension, you know, and that's not the kind that I go for. I like the more creative, dramatic types, you know. And so I create your cat any place that I want to be. Now, I knew the struggle your cat was going through, but there are many other aspects to it which are inconsequential, and it's done, and it's beautiful. Now, how do these things happen? How do these things happen that people are themselves and just say what's on their heart and mind and are always lovable? Well, they're always lovable because that's their nature. When they're not lovable, that's their nature. And if they're not lovable, their nature is going to be not lovable, and their nature is going to be telling it like they think it should be. But, this is a big, wonderful but, they are not in my world. They might walk through it like a chimera, you know, like a phantasm, something, but that's not real. They may walk through my world, but I'm untouched by them. Right here, in this room, right here, around this table, in this dimension here, there are hundreds and thousands of people, hundreds and thousands of beings, of consciousnesses, doing their thing and not bumping into each other or anything else like that, or not even making you aware of it. But do you create in your world a consciousness of harmony and peace and love? Okay. Then you create people on all dimensions in life who are in harmony, peace, and love in your dimension, in your environment, in your area. You create all these people exactly like you are. And if you are a miserable person, then you have created an environment. You have created an ambience of misery. And we want to create an ambience of joy and peace and harmony. But first we have to be that. Now, I say we are that now. Oh, we have a little barbed wire sticking out occasionally, needs to be trimmed off, but most of the time we're pretty nice.
Yeah.
Most of the time we're pretty wonderful people. And most of the time we live on this dimension expressing the allness that we are. And you know, as we live on this dimension expressing harmony, peace, and love and goodness, then that's exactly what we're doing on all other dimensions. We are incapable of being anything different. And so if you want to be a bad person, well, you got to train yourself for that, you know. And then you'll be that in all your dimensions.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a good person, you train yourself on that too. It's not always easy to train yourself to be a good person because you look at conditions and you say, well, that's not acceptable, you know. Well, no. It's not that it's not acceptable. You're unaware of it. You don't even allow it in your consciousness. You don't allow it in your world. And how can you not allow war in your world when it's going on around you? You don't participate in it. When Anne Frank wrote her book, she was in and out of the war. She was in and out of the war. She wrote about it. Many of the things she wrote about were very beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And because life is beautiful. And then there were things that were tough. But virtually all the things that were tough, and if you read the diary of Anne Frank, virtually all the things that are rough in that diary are things she was told by others.
Oh.
Not things she experienced in her own experience. And when she listened to others, then she had great compassion and great concern. But when she let that go, and then she created her own world, she lived in her own space, and did her own thing, it was beautiful. And the same is true for all of us. We can even go without any negative vibrations, if you wish, by keeping your nose 100% to peace, harmony, love. There now is peace on earth. And I don't care how peace is going to have to be done. I don't care how many people are going to be killed to make peace. I don't care how many wars are going to have to be fought to make peace. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. And you say, boy, that is terrible. That is rough. What you say is just bad, bad, bad. And no. You see, when I don't care, I don't create them. I don't create war. I don't create violence. I don't create people wanting to take things that are not theirs. I don't create people trying to run other people's lives. I don't create that. I create all the world as perfect harmony. And then I let the principle of harmony manifest itself in the world so that the world is all harmony. I don't think about the conflicts and the problems. I think of only harmony. There now is peace on earth, and that harmony of peace on earth began in my heart. There now is love on earth, and it began in the love in my heart, etc. You see, this is where it is. This is where you are. Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to say one more thing. You all are spiritually illumined beings, but you sometimes reach for an apron to protect yourself. And you want to put an apron on so you don't spoil your beautiful dress or your beautiful outfit. Forget it. You don't need ever to put an apron on. You don't need ever to protect yourself from anything. I am the pure white light of love. Can anything negative ever touch the pure white light of love?
No.
Never, 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 never. I am divine. Can anything negative touch the divine? Well, why worry about the negative? Just be the divine. Just be the pure white light of love. Just be peace. Just be harmony. Just be love. And, you know, people say, Herb, you teach the same thing again and again and again. I do?
Of course.
Well,
it's the principle.
Did I ever tell you this before? In just this way?
No. You always approach it from another way.
You can find new ways of looking at old things and looking at them in the now. Okay. Right now.
That's the beauty of it.
So, are you the peace on earth or are you the war on earth?
I am peace on earth.
And peace on earth began with you. Think on those things and know that that's all that matters, isn't it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But of all the things that you think about, remember, I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
Wow.